You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Registered to vote? Because there are a lot of chances to cast ballots this year, the first is the special election for Assembly Districts 102 and 107 on April 24th. The mail-in registration deadline for this election has passed, but the in-person registration deadline is Saturday, April 14th. The Columbia County Board of Elections is extending its hours for the next 2 weeks for absentee voters. They'll be open from 4 to 7 p.m. on April 12th, 9 a.m. to noon April 14th, 4 to 7 p.m. April 19th, 9 a.m. to noon April 21st, and 4 to 5 p.m. April 23rd. Then there are school budget elections May 15th and congressional primary elections on June 26th. There's a bit of a break for summer before the state primary election on September 13th, followed by the general election November 6th. The Greene County Board of Elections is looking for paid poll workers for some of these elections. You can contact the BOE at 411 Main Street, Suite 437 in Catskill, or call 518-719-3550, or email elections@discovergreen.com for more information. Jimmy Vielkind reports at Politico that Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign for re-election does not seem ready despite several opponents on his left and his right. Vielkind reports Cuomo's, quote, political apparatus seems largely dormant, end quote, with a primary election against actor Cynthia Nixon in September and the general election in November. Cuomo has no separate campaign office or spokesperson yet, and his campaign website has not been updated much. Quote, the governor's number one priority is taking back the U.S. House and state Senate and defeating Trump Republicans like Mark Molinaro and State Senator John DeFrancisco, end quote, said Sarah Payden, a senior advisor to Cuomo 2018. Quote, staffing announcements will be made at the appropriate time, end quote. Cuomo does have more than $30 million in his campaign accounts. Read the full story at Politico. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that three candidates might be running for two seats on the Germantown School Board in the May 15th elections. Donald Coons, the board's vice president, just completed a four-year term and says he will run again. George Sharp Sr. will not. Quote, two nights per month at GCS plus one night each month on the Germantown Planning Board is taking a toll on me, end quote, Sharp wrote in an email. Quote, the GCS clipper ship is sailing in the right direction, end quote. Heather Schultz and Andrew Sultano have picked up petitions from the town clerk to run. All three candidates need at least 25 signatures by Monday, April 16th to get on the ballot. The board voted for a Capital Reserve Fund proposition at its March 28th meeting, which voters next month must now also approve. It asks for a maximum of $3 million for a maximum term of 10 years, quote, to be designated as the Renovated Reconstruction and Improvement of District Buildings and Facilities Reserved Fund, end quote. On April 18th, the board should vote on the budget, which also must be approved by voters at the May 15th election. The Germantown School District's budget hearing is May 2nd. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silberstein reports at Capital Confidential that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman on April 6th criticized the State Board of Elections' decision to curb the independence of the board's enforcement counsel, Risa Sugarman. Quote, it is deeply disturbing that the Board of Elections would consider gutting one of the few tools that exist to root out public corruption in New York, or sideline a dedicated professional like Risa Sugarman, who is committed to upholding the rule of law, end quote, said Schneiderman. Quote, any weakening of the Enforcement Council's authority or independence would only encourage more corruption across New York State. The Board of Elections should reject any proposal that does so without delay, end quote. Sugarman must now get board approval for subpoenas, and since the board's four commissioners are politically appointed, this could create rather than reduce corruption, Schneiderman says. Targets of subpoenas can now ask the two Democrats and two Republicans on the board to quash subpoenas. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.